This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, now a story that combines somehow hydraulic fracturing and higher education. Pennsylvania's economy has been transformed by fracking, for natural gas. Landowners have benefited. The companies doing the drilling have benefited. And a new law would let state-owned universities get in on some of that action as well. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Troe has the story.
Schools in Texas, Ohio, and West Virginia are already exploring oil and gas drilling. Indiana State signed a contract with Pioneer Energy this year. Diane McKee is vice president for business affairs.
In fact, today they are on campus doing some seismic testing.
If they do find oil, the school gets 15% of the revenue. But that would not mean derricks on campus, she says. New technology, horizontal drilling, means the dirty work can happen miles away. Anything on campus,
it will all be screened from view with landscaping and that type of thing.
In northern Pennsylvania, Mansfield University might do the same. It's 175 acres right on top of the Marcellus Shale, a vast reserve of natural gas. Pennsylvania's law says state-owned schools like Mansfield get 50% of royalties from drilling on their property. Interim University President Alan Golden says his school has not had any direct conversations about fracking on campus.
Prior to this legislation, there was, no reason to do that.
Because before, the money would have gone to the state. The new law affects the 14 schools in the Pennsylvania state system of higher education. Vice Chancellor Karen Ball says those schools' budgets have been cut 18%. I asked if she thinks fracking royalties can make up that gap.
I don't think it'll be anywhere near the volume to be a trade-off.
Natural gas is so cheap right now, she says, that the incentive to drill anywhere is low. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.